poison with him on the boat, lots of it. Heck, he had enough poison to kill every feathered thing in all of Alaska. He stuffed poison inside small fish, bread, the muffins he had brought for breakfast. It was a shame. They were really good muffins. He put poison into whatever he could find and threw it into the sea for the seagulls to eat. Some did and died, but most of the deadly bait sank to the ocean floor. You should have seen how happy the crabs were. Look! Mom! Free food falling from the sky! Muffins, even! The crabs gathered all of it and organized the biggest crab party anyone had ever seen. They had crab music and a really long and narrow dance floor. They danced sideways until the wee hours. By morning, the fishermen had realized what was happening, but it was too late. All the crabs were dead. There was nothing left for him to fish. He couldn't work. He couldn't feed his family. No one in the village could, and they all had to leave. The seagulls, of course, are still there. One spring morning, Mother Seagull decided it was time to clean the nest. The babies were now teenagers, and they never picked up after themselves. She felt sentimental about some of the junk that was lying around, but one thing was certain. She'd seen enough of that shiny, useless little ball. She flew away with a pearl and dropped it on the deck of one of the abandoned fishing boats. What do you think?
That's a really sad story?
It is, isn't it? Maybe it should have a happier ending. Maybe the seagulls are angry for being shot at, and they start dropping things. Little rocks, bombing the hell out of everyone. Then one of the baby seagulls can't find a small enough rock, so he drops the pearl right in the fisherman's hand. Is that better?
I'm not sure. Is that all the help you're willing to give me?
Help? I just thought you might like a story. You seemed a little on edge.
Oh, I'm horrible with metaphors. I'm guessing we're the seagulls. Do the aliens think we stole Themis from them?
Oh, I see. The pearl would be a metaphor for Themis. That's cute.
Do they think we stole anything from them?
No. They don't fish either, in case you were about to ask. I'm sure they'd like crab if they ever tried it, though.
So, we have alien beings who really don't like to interfere, but think they need to, somehow. The only thing I can get from your story is that they might be doing it for the wrong reason, unless we're the crabs and they're not trying to kill us at all. But who are the seagulls?
Wow. I hope you realize you're talking to yourself now. I've already done a lot more than I should, so you'll have to go the rest of the way on your own. On the upside, you should find comfort in the fact that you'll deserve what success you may have. Ah, our food's coming.
Can I ask one more question?
Is it a funny question?
Are we family?
That is funny. Do we look like we're family?
I mean, am I an alien? Part alien?
What does that even mean?
Am I like you? Your ancestors, a long, long time ago, they weren't from this planet, were they?
And if they weren't, what would that make me? Better or worse?
I don't know how to answer that.
You should. You really should.
File number 1600. Personal log. Vincent Couture. Consultant, EDC, and Eva Reyes. Location. Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
That's really nice, Eva. Did you draw that today?
Last night. I couldn't sleep.
Is that?
Yes. That's you.
That's me? When did my nose get so big?
It's just a drawing.
It's nice, Eva. You're pretty good, you know. And who's that one by your bed?
That's my mom.
Your...
My Puerto Rican mom, not...
Her name's Cara.
I know that.
You said you couldn't sleep. Nightmares?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I hate it here. This bed sucks and...
And what?
Nothing. It's silly.
You can tell me. Come on.
I had this...
Yes?
I had a plush turtle... I thought it was stupid.
And it helped you sleep? And now it's gone.
They wouldn't let me take anything. The people who...
Would a beat-up gopher do the trick?
What?
It's a plush gopher, about this big.
No. My mom gave me that turtle.
That one's also... It belonged to Kara. I don't know the story behind it, but she kept it in a box with some other stuff. It's missing an eye, and it's ripped in a few places, but it's... Well, it's a gopher. It's yours if you want it. Well, think about it. Can I ask how? Inside Timis, how did you know Kara was your biological mother?
I wasn't sure. I thought she might be. She looked like I imagined my mother would.
How did you know the people who raised you in Puerto Rico weren't your real parents?
They were my real parents.
I'm sorry, your biological parents.
My mother was Puerto Rican. My father was from Belize. I'm super white. But I didn't know. When I was 7, I broke my best friend's arm for saying bad things about my mother. It wasn't just her. All the kids, they kept saying my mom was sleeping around. I even believed them for a while. My parents explained it to me after I sent my friend to the hospital. I didn't understand. I'd seen pictures of my mom pregnant, pictures of my birth. I didn't know you could make babies that way. What are you looking at?
You have her eyes. Kara's. I'm sorry, Eva. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
Can I ask you something?
Anything.
What do you want?
I just came to see how you were doing.
I mean, what do you want with me? You're not my real dad. You don't have to take care of me just because you gave a sample of your...
Eva, I know you're upset. You have every right to be. You lost your parents. Then you met Kara, and she died too, but...
I still have one left.
One what?
Mother. I still have one left.
One mother? Who?
Alyssa.
Lisa's not your mother. Who told you that?
She made me, didn't she?
I don't believe this. Who told you that?
She did.
When did you speak to Alyssa?
She came to see me while you were away. She said she made me in a lab so that I could pilot Temis if one of you died. She said you tried to stop her.
Let me get this straight. Alyssa came to see you and she told you that she made you?
Yes. Oh. It's true, isn't it?
It's more complicated than that.
Would you have told me?
Would I have told you? Not now, someday maybe. I'm so sorry you had to hear any of this.
I'm not. She's the only one who didn't lie to me.
Look, Eva, I'm not sure what you think you know.
I know you and Kara didn't want me.
Kara didn't want Alyssa to knock her unconscious, strap her to a table, and remove her eggs without her consent. That doesn't mean she didn't want you. She had no idea you even existed. No one did, except for Alyssa. The minute she heard about you, Kara was gone. She went against orders to go get you. There were a lot of bad things going on, people dying, but she went to get you. Do you know where I was when she left?
Where?
I was missing. I was stuck with Timmy's at the bottom of the ocean and no one knew where I was. But she left anyway because she thought you might be in danger. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was no one more important to her. She never met you in her life, not once. And you were the most important thing in the world to her.
She didn't care about me. She wanted a pilot for Temis.
Kara died so you could live, you ungrateful little brat. Show some respect.
I saw her die.
I saw her die too.
I mean before. I saw her die before, in my dreams. I saw a metal woman like Temis, but now I know it was her. I thought she was falling upwards, into the clouds. It didn't make any sense. I had that same dream all the time. They thought there was something wrong with me. They thought I was crazy.
Did you see her face? In your dreams?
Not really. It was different, but I know it was her.
Well, let me tell you something, Eva. I saw her fall in my head, too. Over and over again. I still see her. She's falling backwards, her arms spread, and she disappears into a sea of white. That's what you saw, right?
Yes.
Me too. It's all I could see, over and over and over. Then last night it hit me. Kara left everything to find you. She left her work. She left me, she left everything when the world needed her the most because she wanted to make sure nothing happened to you. She would have given anything, sacrificed anything to save you, and she did. She gave her life, and she saved you. That was the most important thing to her. So when she closed that hatch and fell backwards into a sea of white smoke, I know she had a smile on her face. She died happy. She died proud. Close your eyes.
I don't want to.
Close your eyes. I want you to see her. Kara, your mother. See her fall with a huge grin on her face. She won. She took on Russian mercenaries, giant alien robots. She took on the entire universe. And she won. She did what she set out to do. Your mom was a badass motherfucker. I know you didn't get to know her, but Kara had the most beautiful smile when she was proud of herself. Smug like you wouldn't believe. Made you want to punch her in the face, but it was beautiful.
Do you hate me?
Why would I hate you?
You said Kara died to save me. It's okay if you hate me.
I don't hate you, Eva. Kara would have lived if I'd been faster. She'd still be alive if I was as brave as the two of you. It's not your fault, believe me. Besides, you don't know Kara like I do. She'd come back from the dead if she thought I was angry at you. She'd claw her way out of the grave just to slap me around.
I'm sorry she's dead.
Me too.
Was there a funeral?
No. They wouldn't send a team to UN headquarters until this morning. They called me an hour ago when they found her body.
Where will you bury her?
I won't bury her. I'd like to. I'd like to have a place to visit her, but she didn't want to be buried. She thought it was creepy. She wouldn't watch zombie movies with me either.
You can keep her ashes. My friend Angie had her sisters in her room.
Nah. She'd hate it. She'd want me to scatter her ashes and have a party. Will you do that with me?
Scatter her ashes?
Yeah. I'll get someone to fly us over to Detroit on a helicopter. Seems fitting.
I've never been in a helicopter.
Me neither. I'm afraid of heights, remember? So it's settled then. Just you and me. And a helicopter pilot, I guess. Look. I don't know how to do this any more than you do, but I'm trying. Is that a yes, Eva?
Okay.
Good. We'll do that before we leave.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. Somewhere safe.
But when will I start training?
Training for what?
Themis. When do I start training to pilot Themis? That's what you need me for, isn't it?
What are you talking about? I don't want you to do anything.
You don't understand. It's okay. I want to do it.
Eva, I know you want to help.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Eva, you're 10 years old.
That is what I was made for. That's why Alyssa made me. I'm a tool. That's my purpose.
First of all, Alyssa didn't make you. Stop saying that. She spent all of 20 minutes in a lab. The woman who carried you inside her for 9 months made you. Second, who gives a crap what Alyssa thought? Your mother... Kara died so you could live. I wouldn't be much of a father if I put you in harm's way now. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, Eva. I want you as far away from that robot as possible.
People are going to die if we don't do anything.
People are going to die anyway.
You're just going to let them die? You're not even going to try?
If it means keeping you safe, then yeah. I'm just going to let them die. I'm your father, Eva.
No, you're not. You can't tell me what to do.
Eva.
Get out of my room.
Eva, I...
Get out!
File number 1603. Station log. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA. Space Weather Prediction Center. Location? Silver Springs, Maryland.
Chief, can you come here a sec? We lost the sun.
What?
I lost the SXI.
What do you mean, you lost it?
What I just said, it's gone. I'm not getting anything from the solar X-ray imager on GOES-13.
There's no signal from the satellite?
Nothing.
Are you sure it's not your station?
My station's fine. The satellite just stopped transmitting. Problems up there, sir.
Scoot over. I want to check something. What is it, Clara?
There's a problem.
Okay, well, we're a little busy here. Go back to your station. I'll come see you when I'm done here.
I lost the signal from my satellite.
You lost? Which one do you have?
I'm on GOES-15. There's something wrong, sir.
No shit, there's something wrong. The problem's gotta be down here. Two satellites can't malfunction at the exact same time. Check the receiver.
Sir, it's all of them. We're not receiving anything from anywhere. Nothing on microwave, nothing on VHF either.
All of them? There you go. It's gotta be our equipment.
It's not. We're receiving. We're getting all kinds of static.
This is nice. I've been here for a month. What am I supposed to do now?
Hold on, sir.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Hold on. NASA wants to know if we're getting JPSS data.
Damn it, that doesn't make any sense. I'll check with defense, see if they're still getting their feet.
Europe is down too. They lost MetUp. No one is receiving any signal from orbit anymore. We're getting calls from everybody.
Could it be solar flares?
Space weather was fine a minute ago, sir.
Check this out.
What is it this time, Clara?
That's a live stream from Mauna Kea.
The telescope?
Yeah. I asked them to track my satellite. Should be right here.
I don't see anything.
That's right.
Are you saying the satellite is physically gone?
I don't know, sir.
Well, can you see it or not?
I can't, but...
But what?
It's not the only thing we can't see.
What do you mean?
Sir, she means the stars are missing. We can't see the stars.
File number 1604. Interview with Eva Reyes. Location, Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
You asked to see me, Eva?
Yes, Dr. Franklin.
What can I do for you?
I want to do it. I want to pilot Themis.
I don't think that's a good idea, Eva. Besides, this is something you should talk about with your father, not me. I know you haven't had a lot of time to get used to the idea, but technically he is your dad. He's responsible for you.
He won't do anything. He doesn't even want me to try.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me, Eva. You're still a child. I'd want to keep you safe, too, if you were my child.
You don't understand. He can't keep me safe. No one can. I'll be dead in a few days. You'll be dead, too.
I know you're afraid, Eva. We all are.
I'm not afraid. I'm telling you, we'll all be dead soon.
No one knows what'll happen, Eva. Things look pretty bad right now, but we're working really hard to find a way out of this.
I know.
How do you know, Eva?
I just do. Just trust me, okay?
You can tell me. How do you know?
You just think I'm crazy.
Eva, I don't know you well enough to make that kind of judgment. From what little I've seen, I think you're an extremely brave and intelligent young woman. Nothing you tell me will change that.
I saw it.
You... How?
I see things. I saw Kara die.
You saw?
Yes. I saw her die. Months ago. I saw this too. I saw it happen.
Tell me.
Rain. I saw black rain. It fell from the sky. Not just here. Everywhere. And we all died. I died.
I'm sorry, Eva. There's...
I told you think I was crazy.
I never said that. I just... Did you also see how to stop it from happening?
No.
Then how do you know things would be any different if I let you inside Themis?
I don't. But...
Like I said, Eva, it isn't up to me. You should talk
He won't listen. He doesn't understand.
He's your father.
Stop saying that! You don't get it, do you? He's gonna die, too.
Eva, come back!
File number 1605. Interview with Brigadier General Eugene Govender, Commander, Earth Defense Corps. Location? Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
God damn it, Rouse. It's 3 a.m.
You need to see this, sir.
I'm tired. I'm jet-lagged. Make this quick.
We lost all signals coming from orbit. We're not getting data from our satellites. No one is. It's a complete blackout.
They're not transmitting?
Maybe they are, but something's blocking it.
Like a jamming signal?
It's not jammed. It's blocked. We can't hear anything from up there. Take a look at these.
What am I looking at?
These are from telescopes all over. What do you see?
I see... What's this dark spot over here?
Exactly. There should be stars there. I think that's where it's coming from. Whatever is blocking our satellite signal, I think it's stronger there. It's blocking everything, including light.
Where is it?
It's all over. We spotted 18 of these dark spots so far, all around us. There could be more.
How big are the dark spots?
I don't know. Hundreds of miles? Thousands? Depends on how far they are.
Any idea what's behind the black spots?
Whatever it is. Someone doesn't want us to see it.
With everything that's happening, I think we can assume this isn't a naturally occurring phenomenon.
It could be whatever brought the robots all the way here.
It wasn't here before. Maybe it's... God damn it!
What?
I think they brought in the big guns.
Why? We weren't putting up much of a fight.
No, Dr. Franklin, we weren't. But we're dying slow. I keep wondering why they'd send a dozen robots to wipe out a whole planet. It doesn't make sense to do it in one small circle at a time. There's too much ground to cover. What they're doing, that feels more like a surgical strike, like they were looking for something. I thought maybe they just don't have anything better, but anyone who can build these things, make that gas, they'd have to be able to hit us a lot harder.
The gas is denser than air. If they spread it around from high atmosphere, it would mix.
It would be over pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
Any thoughts?
I don't like it.
Any thoughts on what we can do? We don't have anything we can fire at them.
What would we fire at? We don't know what's there. We don't know how big or how far it is. I'm not sure there's anything we can do.
Then, Dr. Franklin, I suggest you go back to bed. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't think we have a lot of time.
When's the last time you slept? That's what I thought. Go to bed, Rose. I'll have you meet some folks from the UN in the morning. They're working on Plan B in case this all goes to hell.
Can't you meet with them? I have a lot on my plate at the moment.
I could, but then again, I'll be dead if it comes to that. The point is, they'd like someone who'll survive the gas to be at that meeting. They want to build some global infrastructure so those who make it can get help, find other survivors. The first step is to create a network of two-way radios that can run on dynamos. We'd like to have some every couple of miles across the country, help create pockets of survivors. They want to have some sort of blueprint people can follow to build communities. I'm sure they could use your thoughts on the matter.
If we're all exposed to the gas and the ratio of survivors stays the same, there'll be about 150,000 people left alive in the United States. That's one person per 25 square miles on average. They'll have to deal with over 300 million dead bodies decomposing everywhere. Rats, bugs. Most people will be concentrated in urban areas, but so will the bodies. disease will spread faster than people can imagine. First step has to be dealing with bodies. Find medicine. Hospitals would be a good place to start a community from. There'll be food around for a while. We can worry about that later.
Stop. Stop. Like I said, they can use your help. But you won't be useful to anyone if you don't sleep.
Sir.
Yes?
I don't think I've seen enough death for two lifetimes. Apparently I'm supposed to play a role in stopping this from happening. If I can't, if I fail, I'm not sure I have what it takes for what comes next.
Well, I'm sorry the apocalypse isn't convenient for you. Now go to bed.
File number 1613. Letter from Captain Kara Resnick, EDC, to Vincent Couture, Consultant, EDC. Recovered on her body at EDC headquarters, New York, New York.
Hey, Vincent. I plan on destroying this letter when I get home, so if you're reading this, chances are things didn't go according to plan. I'm in Haiti. I know. I'm wondering how I ended up here myself. But I found her. I found our daughter. I should start from the beginning. You probably don't know about her yet. Her name's Eva. They've been keeping her from us. That psycho Alyssa put our child inside another woman when we were in Puerto Rico. Another family had our baby. From what I saw, it was a good family, but they're dead now. Some very bad people killed them so they could get their hands on our daughter. The Russians think she can pilot Themis. I don't know that she can, but it doesn't matter. They have her now. They'll take her far away, and they'll experiment on her. I don't even want to think about it. I have to stop them. I have no idea how, but I'll come up with something. Doesn't matter how. I'm taking her with me. I'm bringing our daughter home. That didn't take as long as I thought to explain. I was sort of hoping it would take all night. I'm sleeping, well, not sleeping really, in the shittiest car you've ever seen. You'd like it. Everything holds together with duct tape. And it stinks like a dead animal. I smell like it now. I smell like roadkill. That and old dirty engine oil. That pretty much sums it up. Everyone lied to us. Alyssa cooked up a baby in a lab. Some other woman gave birth to our child. Russians are after her. I stink. I think you're up to speed. That's a lot to digest, I know. We're parents. How scary is that? I know you'll be fine. You've always been good with children. But I'll have some adjusting to do. Somehow, I get the feeling taking down Russian mercenaries will be the easy part. Kicking and punching is something I'm good at. Meeting her first boyfriend. I'm not sure how well I can deal with that. He might have to stop me from punching his lights out for no reason. You know, like a vetting process? If he comes back, then he might be worthy. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not sure we can even adopt her. One thing I know, I'm not giving her up to anyone. She wouldn't be safe. They'll keep coming for her, Vincent. They'll chase her to the ends of the earth. We have to keep her safe. Maybe, with everything that's happening, no one will give a shit about adoption laws. First things first, I have to make it out of here. I keep forgetting that if you're reading this, then it's a good bet I'm dead. It's hard to write as a dead person. What can I tell you? Hi, I'm dead. I hope you're not. Best, Kara. When I left, you were missing with Themis. I hope you're okay. You have no idea how much I want you to be okay. I don't think I could live with myself. And I hope you don't hate me for leaving without you. I just didn't know what more I could do. You know I'm not good at sitting around. I couldn't help you, and I thought I could help her. I sure wish you were here with me. I'm better with you around. You know when I'm about to do something dumb. You put your hand on my shoulder to stop me from doing it. Or you don't, and we do something even dumber together. Either way, I know everything will be okay. I'd give anything to have you with me now. See if you put that hand on my shoulder or not. I'd feel a whole lot better if you were here to help me plan this thing. The good news is Eva's safe for now. The Russians will kill me if they get the chance, but they won't hurt her unless they have to. So if I don't make it, then you have to find her. You have to find her and bring her home. Get help. The EDC, the US government, it doesn't matter. They'll want to know if the helmets will turn on for her. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but they'll protect her. That's good. You have to promise me, Vincent Couture. You have to promise me you'll find her and keep her safe. There's something else you need to promise me. When you find our daughter, I know you will. Don't become someone you're not. I know your dad wasn't everything you wanted him to be. Don't let that change you. Don't try to be like him. Don't try to not be like him. Be you. Remember how unhappy I was a while back? I didn't even know I was, but I was. It was because I thought I had to be someone else. It wasn't your fault. You never asked me to change anything. In fact, I'm pretty sure you weren't happy I did. I know I did it to myself. I guess what I'm saying is, don't do what I did. Don't become something you're not because you think that's the right thing, or the normal thing to do. She has a good father. Let her get to know that man. And don't be too hard on her. If she's anything like me, she might be a little rough on the edges. She might try to put you in your place every now and then. Good for her. You need it sometimes. And if she's anything like you, you're in for a sea of trouble if she's anything like you. She might not want you around. Don't take it personally. She had parents who probably loved her very much. They took care of her. They're her parents. She doesn't owe us. So be her friend if she's not ready for a dad just yet. Just be there for her. Let her be what she wants to be. She might not have a long life ahead of her. The way things are looking, none of us have much of a future. Let her get through it on her own terms. Let her live. She deserves that. She's earned it, believe me. Time to do something stupid. Hey, what am I saying? It will work. You'll be safe. I'll come home and surprise you in the lab, introduce you to your daughter, then I can throw out this letter. Easy as pie. You know I love you, right? I don't tell you often because your ego would get even bigger and maybe implode and create a black hole. I don't want to destroy the universe. But I do. I love you, that is. You're a cocky, arrogant son of a bitch, and I love you. You're also the bravest man I ever met. I'm not sure I ever told you that. We had fun, didn't we? Anyway, I did. I hope I haven't been too much of a pain in that Quebecois ass of yours. You probably saw the other envelope. It's for Eva. Give it to her when the time comes. Not now. She's got enough to deal with. But someday. You'll know when it's time. Be good. I'll see you on the flip side. Kara.
File number 1614. Training log. Vincent Couture, consultant, EDC, and Eva Reyes. Location, Shawnee Mission Park, Lenexa, Kansas.
Are you sure you want to do this, Eva?
Yes, Dr. Franklin.
Call me Rose. Just don't try anything on your own. Listen to Vincent, okay?
Okay.
Eva, this is your station.
Are you okay, Vincent?
Yeah. This is just...
You're crying. Did I do something wrong?
No. It's not you, Eva. It's just... harder than I thought it would be.
You want me to leave?
No, no. I'm good. There. Hop on. I'll help you strap yourself in.
What is this?
That's it's a pedestal. You can reach the controls.
Is it a phone book?
It's two phone books I duct taped together and glued to the floor. We can find you something prettier if this works. I'm pretty sure it's the right height.
Are you sure I can do this?
Nope. Absolutely not. That's what we're here to find out. The helmet might not work for you at all. Doesn't work for anyone else. Here. Put this on like you would a jacket. See? Perfect height. Can you fit your fingers in there? Is it too tight? Too loose? I think the gloves fit you better than they did Kara. I'm going to close these on your forearms. This big thing here goes around your chest. There. How do you feel?
I'm okay.
Try to move a little. Move your arms all the way up. Try to bend down. How far can you go? What is it?
Can I ask you something, Vincent? Is it okay if I keep calling you Vincent? I'm not...
Oh, yes. I'm not ready for that either. Let's take this slow. What did you want to ask me?
Are you guys okay up there?
Yeah, Rose, just give us a minute. Go ahead, Eva, if you can't hear us now.
What happens if I can't do it?
Nothing. Well, we'll probably fall first, and then nothing. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it matters. People are dying.
Eva, I don't think either of us can make much of a difference at this point. But I'm with you, Eva. Win or lose.
What if I make a mistake?
Trust me, kid. Even if you completely sucked at this, you couldn't possibly do as much damage as Kara and I did when we first started. For now, there aren't even any skills involved. Either the helmet turns on, or it doesn't. You can't will it to work for you.
Thank you for changing your mind.
Don't thank me. I'm a horrible father. I'm letting my 10-year-old girl pilot a humongous war machine. I'm going straight to hell, maybe to jail first, if child services ever hears about this. And I'll be honest with you, I'm hoping the helmet won't work. Then we'll know. We can let the world know, they'll leave you alone, and you can have a normal life, whatever that is.
And if it works?
If it works, your life will get more complicated than it already is. Probably a lot more.
Guys, what's going on up there?
What do you say, Eva? Are you ready to try this?
Yes.
Okay, Rose, we're ready. I'm putting the helmet on her head now. Eva, put your arms straight so Timmy's doesn't move if this works. I'm not at my station, so I can't keep her balanced. Ready? Here we go.
Is it working?
Eva, is it working? Eva?
What?
Is the helmet working?
I don't know. You told me not to move. I'm just looking at Dr. Franklin.
You're looking at... You can see outside?
Yes. Can't you?
Hello? Is everything okay?
Yes, Rose, we're fine. The helmet turned on for her.
You mean it's working?
Yes, Eva. It's working. You're your mother's daughter, all right. Don't move. I want you to stand still until I get to my station. Then we're going to try some very simple things, okay?
Okay. This is cool.
Isn't it? Don't move now. I'm going to bounce around this place like a pinball if we fall before I'm strapped in.
I'm not moving.
Don't move. I'm almost there.
I'm not moving.
All right. I'm good. We're going to try taking one step. I know this will sound silly, but I want you to think about how you walk. When you lift one foot, you start turning your shoulders in the opposite direction. When you lift your right foot, you turn to the left. That transfers the weight of your body to your left leg. When you lift your left leg, you turn your shoulders to the right. Keep the weight squarely on your right leg. Try it now. Pretend you're walking.
Will we fall?
Probably later, when we try walking for real. For now, I'm not moving my legs. It doesn't matter if you move yours, and I can shift my weight to keep the balance. Go ahead.
Like that?
I can't feel the weight shifting from side to side. You have to exaggerate a little. Pretend you're modeling. Walk the runway.
That doesn't help.
Pretend you're walking with something really heavy in your hands. Yes! There you go!
Can we walk for real?
Not today. Baby steps.
Please! Please!
Now what the hell? Rose, can you go back inside? We're gonna try walking a little. I don't want to squish you.
Are you sure you want to do this? It took you months to learn how to walk with Kara.
I couldn't hold the weight back then, and no, I'm not really sure. Hence the go back inside. I don't want to squish you. There are plenty of trees around. That should break the fall a little. Maybe not. Eva, this isn't such a good idea.
Are you afraid?
Are you really trying to pull a Marty McFly on me?
Who's Marty McFly?
Some guy who... never mind. We'll watch the movie together sometime. I'd never do anything if I waited for good ideas. Are you ready to fall hard, get hurt, watch me break my nose on the console, blood gushing everywhere?
Yes!
Fair enough. We'll take a few steps. Let's start with one. You have to watch me move. Watch my legs, watch my shoulders. Watch me shift my weight before I lift a leg. You have to move with me, not after me. By then, it'll be too late and we'll fall.
Got it.
Here we go.
Like this?
Nope, not like this. And we're falling. Put your hands up.
Ah!
Ah! Damn, that hurts. Are you okay?
I can't move my arms. They're stuck to my chest.
It's okay. That's Timmy's weight pushing against you. It'll loosen up when your helmet's off. Let's get out of here while she's lying down.
That was your fault. I wasn't ready.
It's okay, Eva. We can try this again.
I can't move. Get me out of here.
One sec. I need to get out of my station first.
Get me out.
I'm here. You're shaking like a leaf.
I can't do this. I'm not good enough.
Eva, it's okay. You couldn't expect to get this right the first time. We'll try again tomorrow if you want.
This is stupid.
It's up to you, Eva. You don't have to do this if you don't want to.
You don't understand. They all die for nothing if I can't do it.
File number 1617. Interview with Dr. Alyssa Papantonio. Location, Shadow Government Bunker, Lenexa, Kansas.
Good morning, Dr. Franklin. I thought we were done with the guards.
We're not done with the guards. They'll be with you everywhere you go. You can go from here to your room to here, that's all. I don't want you anywhere near Eva or Vincent ever again. What possessed you to go talk to that child?
She has a right to know.
You had no right to tell her. She's been through enough.
I had no right. I made her. I have every right to tell her. When were you going to do it?
When the time was right.
When? When things settle down? When everything is okay again? We don't have that kind of time. She has a right to know what she is.
She's a child. That's what she is.
She's our best hope of saving the world. You wouldn't have that without me.
You told her you were her mother.
I told her I created her. I never said I was her mother. She can call me that if she wants to.
You're insane. You're a psychopath, Alyssa.
Insulting me doesn't make me wrong.
I don't want to hear what you think is right, Alyssa. I just care about the science. If I had my way, you'd be locked up in some jail cell somewhere hot and humid.
That doesn't sound like you at all. You should leave the empty threats to him.
Well, he's not here anymore, and I'm a fast learner. Believe me, when I make threats, there will be nothing empty about them.
He's the one who brought me here. You should trust his judgment.
He didn't trust you. He thought you could help, but he never trusted you. I don't either. I'll turn you over to the government the minute this is over.
Then why keep me here? What makes you think I'll help you if I know you'll have me locked up afterwards?
Because I trust your sick, twisted ego to always have the better of you. I know that you want to be the one to solve this. You want to be the one who saves the world, not because you care, but so you can feel justified, vindicated. I don't think it matters to you at all whether you spend the rest of your life rotting in a cell.
That is still him talking.
I told you I'm a quick study. What do you say we stop wasting each other's time and you tell me what you've been up to these past few days?
He had me compare DNA from the London survivors to genetic material from the alien bodies.
Did you?
Yes and no. Their genetics is so different. None of my tests will work on them. I can't know how it would recombine with ours, if it would recombine at all. I'd need live specimen to go any further. It doesn't matter. I know I won't find what he was looking for. He thought the survivors...
He thought they were descendants of aliens who lived here 3,000 years ago.
He thought wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're absolutely sure, Alyssa. Why?
It makes no sense. It's too long ago. Everyone was your ancestor 3,000 years ago.
What do you mean?
People look at family trees the wrong way. They think you start with someone, then you branch down to their children, then their grandchildren, and the tree gets bigger going down. It doesn't. It grows upwards.
How does that have anything to do with the survivors?
Think of it like this. You have two parents. You have four grandparents. You have 8 great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents. That's about 100 years ago. 25 years, 30 years per generation, on average. 200 years ago, you're looking at about 2,000 ancestors. 500 years ago, that's 50 million.
How many going back 3,000 years?
Just keep doubling every 30 years. You get to a billion very fast. By 1,200 years, you reach a trillion. 3,000 years ago, it doesn't matter what the number is. It's too big.
That makes no sense. There weren't a trillion people on Earth 1,200 years ago. There aren't close to a trillion now.
That's because the same people appear many times on your family tree. Your 25th great-grandfather is also your distant cousin. Most people will appear hundreds, thousands of times in your genealogy. The farther back in time you go, the fewer people there are on Earth, and the more branches there are in your family tree. Soon you need all of them to fill the branches.
I'm not sure I under...
If you lived on Earth back then, either your line died out and you have no descendants at all, or you're an ancestor to everyone alive today. Everyone who lived a couple thousand years ago and whose line didn't disappear is your ancestor and mine and everyone else's. Dr. Franklin.
That's it, isn't it?
That is what?
If aliens roamed the planet 3,000 years ago, they couldn't have just a handful of descendants alive today. They'd either have none... And we know that's not true. I met one yesterday. Or...
Are you saying...
That's exactly what I'm saying. Or they'd be a distant ancestor to everyone alive. I didn't survive because I have alien DNA. I'm alive because I'm one of the few people who doesn't. We're all aliens. Part alien anyway. Every single person on Earth. Well... 99.95% of them has alien genetics.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Alyssa. Your services won't be required anymore. These gentlemen will escort you out and take you... Well, we'll figure that part out soon enough. Goodbye, Alyssa.
Part 5. In the Blood. File number 1619. Interview with Mr. Burns. Occupation unknown. Location, New Dynasty Chinese Restaurant, DuPont Circle, Washington, D.C.
They came for you, didn't they?
What? No hello? No, it's nice to see you again?
They're here to kill you, not us.
Fine then. No hello.
They made that gas so it would kill anyone who shared genetic material with them.
They came here to wipe you out. They probably thought there were only a handful of you, but we all started dying and they realized everyone on Earth, almost everyone, has alien genes. That's why they stopped.
Bingo! I told you you were smart enough. And just enough.
You lied to us. Everything you told us, everything you told him, it was all a lie.
First, I only told him a story. I never said it was the truth. Besides, everything I've said is true, more or less. I may have omitted certain parts of the story, but I didn't lie. A few millennia ago, they sent a dozen of these robots to Earth because they feared an attack from one of their enemies. Nasty people, or so I was told. A couple of thousand years went by, no one came, so they went home.
You said they left Themis behind so we could defend ourselves.
Yes, they did, for a while. They also left pilots with her. You wouldn't have been able to use Themis otherwise.
Because of our anatomy.
I'm sure they never thought you'd be crazy enough to mutilate your own legs, but there's a much simpler reason. The controls wouldn't work for humans. They shouldn't. Even now, there are only a few people with the right DNA.
Vincent and Kara.
Among others. Why do you think we sent them to you?
You sent them to me?
Is it true they had a daughter?
They did. Her name's Eva.
Such a great name.
You seem genuinely happy.
Why wouldn't I be? I love children. How is she? Is she okay?
She's fine. What do you mean?
It was a simple question. Never mind.
No, not never mind. What do you mean, is she okay?
Does she see things?
She does. How do you know about it?
Just a guess. Her parents had more of our DNA than most. Their child could be closer to people like me than most humans. Our people sometimes have some sorts of episodes, visions.
They can see the future?
Not really. They get glimpses into what might be. Some of it will happen, some of it won't. Not all of us see things. I never did. Those who do sometimes have a hard time adjusting. Without the proper guidance, it might be a bit overwhelming at times.
You could call it that. The poor child is scared to death.
She'll get over it. Children are more resilient than we give them credit for. I was saying something, wasn't I?
I don't remember.
Oh, yes. Pilots. My point was, back then, you couldn't control Themis, so they left behind a small group of people who could.
Your ancestors.
No. My ancestors had chosen to mate with humans. They were dead by the time the robots left, but their children were alive. There were a dozen or so families. The pure aliens were instructed to protect the bloodline.
What does that mean?
They were told to slaughter them, and their children, and their children's children. Then they were to return home.
With Themis?
Of course. What would you do with her? So, they went on their mission, probably thinking the half-humans wouldn't put up much of a fight. But they did. They protected their families. They killed all the aliens. Then they dismantled Themis, buried her pieces all over the world so she wouldn't be discovered.
And the people who sent Themis didn't notice that she never came back?
I'm sure they noticed. They knew something happened to her. It's a big universe. A lot of things can go wrong. My ancestors tried to make sure they wouldn't think that happened.
What did they do then?
Who?
Your ancestors.
Oh, nothing. They tried to stay out of history's way as much as they could. They were instructed to mate only within the group to avoid, well, to avoid exactly what happened. They were very strict about it, but over the centuries, a few people ran away. And here we are.
Why did they run away?
I imagine they fell in love. People will do the craziest things out of love. That includes refusing to marry your cousin. Maybe theirs weren't attractive enough. Do you find your cousins attractive?
But the chamber I fell in, it was left for us to discover, wasn't it?
Indeed it was. When you were evolved enough, they wanted you to learn about them. But it wasn't a hand you were supposed to find.
What was it?
A communication device. It could send a message to their world. It could also reorganize matter so that in time you could transport yourselves and visit. It's a big round thing with light in the middle. There's one of these very things inside each robot.
That's how Themis can teleport herself.
Yes! My ancestors took the device, replaced it with a hand, so you'd have something to find. They used it to scatter the body parts all over the world. We used that same device to recreate you, so that you and I could be having this conversation when the time came.
How did the aliens find out?
You found Themis. You found Themis, and you used her. Finding her was one thing, but you shouldn't have been able to do anything with her. They knew something was up. They probably figured out what happened to their pilots way back then, and they came to finish the mission they started 3,000 years ago.
Then we all died, and they realized their own genetics were now part of ours?
Exactly. To them, that's a tragedy. It's the worst kind of interference. They don't want to kill you all because that's bad, and it's also interfering. But the alternative is to deny you the future you were supposed to have. They believe that they have, however unwillingly, robbed you of your destiny.
So they stopped killing us. Now what?
Now they're looking for a reason not to finish the job. Like I said, they don't like to interfere. They'll do it if they think you wouldn't be where you are without them. They'll remove their genetic footprint from mankind's. You'll get a do-over.
They'll kill everyone but those of us without any alien genes.
Exactly. You'll get to rebuild an Earth all on your own, free of anyone's influence.
What about you?
Oh, my people die, no matter what. We're criminals by birth. Our very existence is a capital offense. There's no change in that.
You won't even try?
I didn't say that.
So how do we stop them? You said they're looking for a reason not to finish the job.
You show them you could have gotten here all on your own.
Could we have?
How could I possibly know that? Does it even matter? It's possible. That's all that matters. Their DNA only makes a tiny fraction of yours. The point is, you have to convince them. Give them an excuse to let you continue on your journey. They believe that had we not contaminated human genetics, you might not have evolved this far, reached this level of technology, that you might not have fiddled with atoms and discovered what they left behind. All you have to do is show them they could be wrong. They won't wipe out an entire civilization without being 100% sure.
Reasonable doubt.
If that's what you want to call it.
How can we show them something we don't even know is true?
Show them what you're made of. Show them that pure humans can be better than they think.
You mean me. That's why I'm here, isn't it? You brought me back because I'm still 100% human.
Still? You're not the way you are because you somehow magically escaped 3,000 years of genetic changes. Your parents probably had alien DNA. It's just luck that brought you here. But here you are. Now you just need to show them how formidable you can be.
But how?
Defeat them.
I can't defeat them. We couldn't beat them with all the armies in the world. How can I do anything on my own? We don't have the technology.
Even if you did, that technology was created by people with alien genes. It's tainted.
Really? So you're telling me that I need to defeat these giant machines without using anything that was invented in the last 3,000 years?
Well, you can assume it took my ancestors a few centuries to spread their gene pool around, but yes, that's the general idea.
But we had nothing 3,000 years ago. Nothing. The wheel. Early steelwork. We certainly didn't have anything that can destroy these robots.
Then I'd say you're in some trouble, young lady.
I don't understand. Why not tell me what I need to do? You've told me everything else. Why won't you save us?
I haven't told you anything you couldn't have figured out on your own.
Why not?
Because if they think my people helped you, they'll kill every living thing on this planet, alien DNA or not, and let you evolve from unicellular organisms.
There's more than that. In some weird way, you agree with them, don't you?
Agree with what?
That we shouldn't be allowed to live if we've been tampered with.
Forgive me. It must be hard for you to understand. That non-interference thing isn't just a slogan. It is ingrained in our culture. It's something everyone on their world is taught from birth. That belief survived even here. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as you can see.
Even after all this time? Even if they're trying to kill you in the process?
I don't want to die, if that's what you're asking, but I understand why they think I should.
What about us? Do you think we should die?
I wouldn't be guiding you if I did.
But you understand why they'd want us to.
I understand why they think they'd be doing you a favor.
What difference does it make whether I have DNA from another species or not? How does that make me better or worse than anyone else?
Now you understand the problem. For them,
It's not a question of better or worse. It's about you being what you're supposed to be. In their mind,